While King Charles was addressing both houses of Parliament for the first time on Monday, Barrister Paul Powersland was outside brandishing a blank piece of paper when he was approached by a police officer.
I was holding up a blank sign. Why are you asking for my details?
You said you're going to write stuff on it that may offend people.
I said I was going to write "Not my king" on a sign.
The officer can be heard threatening to arrest him if he wrote "Not my king" on the paper.
Well, I had a sign with nothing on it to make a point about lack of freedom of expression. The key thing we had that day was Charles coming to Parliament to say, "I'm king, and effectively you're my subjects, and I'm taking power." And I think it's perfectly valid for someone who he's allegedly taking power over to say, "Well, I disagree with that, actually." Politely, very, very politely disagree with it.
Despite the exchange, the protest went ahead, sparking a national debate over freedom of speech and prompting a re-evaluation of policing around the funeral. "We know some people want to protest on a range of issues during this time of national mourning," said the police chief's counsel, "and officers must balance these rights against those who wish to grieve and reflect." Policing in a time of huge public emotion was never going to be easy. The British royalty aren't behind armour-plated glass, the crowds aren't vetted or bag-checked. But in recent days, the democratic right to protest the accession of an unelected head of state has been met with surprising force. A 22-year-old man was charged for heckling Prince Andrew during the funeral procession in Edinburgh. The prince has been embroiled in sexual abuse allegations. He was dragged to the ground by bystanders, then arrested and charged with breach of the peace. Two other Scottish protesters were arrested for holding up signs denouncing imperialism. Republicans and civil liberties groups say police should protect the right to protest as much as the event itself.
And as we start to prepare for the coronation, which will be sometime in the middle of 2023, we will be staging a wide range of events, including protests, and we will be protesting at the coronation, because the coronation is a political moment where we are told to be, in a democracy, not participants but spectators.
The value that we should hold dear is the fact that protest isn't a gift. It's a fundamental right, and no one has the right to tell you where, when, or how you protest. That's all integral to the fact that we can express dissent and express our views at the moments that we so choose.
When King Charles addressed lawmakers here at Westminster Hall, he vowed to uphold the fragile and precious principles of Britain's constitutional democracy, the right to stage a protest without fear of being arrested or restrained, the right to disagree, even the right to offend, rights some feel this royal event have rapidly eroded. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.